Burns is a cattleman and regional sales manager for Burris Seed. He says he's running as the answer to what he calls a lack of integrity in his opponent. Burns says one example happened 2 years ago when Harding had his security access revoked from the Peoria County Courthouse.
He's also been reprimanded by a letter from a Republican and a Democrat about his actions. And things like this really bother me.
Burns is referring to a letter sent by the board's chair and vice chair. It alleges Harding made inappropriate comments to employees and made inaccurate statements about the Peoria County Administrator's job performance. Harding, a six-year incumbent, takes issue with Burns's criticism. He says he hasn't been reprimanded by the county board for his actions, and his comments to the administrator were fair game in discussing the board's only employee.
If my opponent chooses to run because he's not sure that maybe I'm fit for office, I would say that if there was a penalty to pay, I haven't been informed of it.
Harding instead says he's running for re-election to balance the county board with 9 Democrats and 9 Republicans. He says that would force more cooperation around the county board horseshoe. Another top priority for both candidates is fixing and maintaining the roads and bridges in Peoria County. The staff is proposing a 2.5-cent tax hike to generate an additional $800,000 for road repair and maintenance. Burns says he could support the tax hike as a last resort, but says that everything should be on the table.
If we don't have the money and the people want the roads open, we owe it to the community of the 16th District to keep the roads open and cleared for the winter.
Burns says he wouldn't vote for a tax increase without being absolutely sure there were no other options. Harding says he could support a tax increase
if administration will find me $800,000 in cost reductions so that it actually balances out, that we actually don't tax the homeowner, the property tax person who's really floating a lot of our county budget. We don't actually have a net increase to them.
The proposed tax hike would mean an additional $11 per year for the owner of a $150,000 home. Peoria County's facing a $3.5 million budget deficit for next year. Staff's proposing a voluntary retirement plan and raising certain fees for services to balance it. Harding says he wants to see a more thorough review of staff functions before considering fee hikes. Burns says he could support the fee increases, but also wants other options, like adjusting the way board members are paid. The winner next month serves a 4-year term representing the residents of the 16th District in Peoria County. I'm Alex Rusciano.